Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie Goba Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic stones in the kidney, causes and symptoms. Stones in the kidney. So I have a few questions for you. Are you having recurring pain in the side of your tummy or groin? Do you have fever, chills and feel sweaty? Any episode of nausea and vomiting? Or perhaps you've noticed blood in your urine? Do you know anyone experiencing these symptoms? This may be your body's way of telling you you've got stones in your kidneys. Now, the kidneys are essential organs in our bodies and they play a vital role in ensuring homeostasis. This simply means that in the presence of sick kidneys, the body cannot function optimally. Stones formed in the kidneys are hard deposits of salts and minerals that stick together in a milieu of concentrated urine. Kidney stones can develop in one or both kidneys or the tube that connects the kidneys to the bladder, which is the ureter. My first question for you today, what causes kidney stones? So waste products of the body in blood are excreted via the kidneys. These waste products occasionally can form crystals in the kidneys, and over time, the crystals may stick together and build up to form a stone. These stones are often very painful when passed and may obstruct the flow of urine. Quickly, I'll share with you some things that increase your risk of developing kidney stones. Number one, dehydration. So not drinking adequate amounts of fluids throughout the day increases one's risk of developing kidney stones. Now, the recommended amount of fluids per day is about 2.5 liters per day. Drinking water is definitely, most definitely, not overhyped. Number two, medications. Some medications, including an excess of vitamin C, have been shown to increase the risk of developing stones in your kidneys. So read the leaflets of the medications prescribed and ensure to take them with adequate amount of water. Number three, medical conditions. Some medical conditions have been linked to an increased risk of developing kidney stones. Number four, genetics. Studies have shown that some individuals are more genetically predisposed to developing kidney stones than others. A family history of kidney stones increases the chances that one might develop kidney stones in the future. Hence, precautions should be taken. Number five, some foods, especially processed foods, are high in salt as phosphorus is a common additive and preservative. So it is therefore advisable to limit fast foods and frozen foods. Resist the temptation of adding extra salt to your already cooked meals. Fruits aren't at all as innocent as they appear to be. So veggies like spinach, nuts like almonds and cashews, beets, sweet potatoes and okra have been implicated in the development of kidney stones, especially in individuals that are genetically predisposed. Moving forward, what are the symptoms? So symptoms range from mild to more sinister and potentially dangerous. Number one symptom, renal colic. This is severe pain that comes and goes as the stone passes through the ureter. Number two, nausea. Number three, vomiting. Number four, sweating. Number five, fever. Number six, chills. And number seven, blood in the urine. Now seek urgent medical attention if you have severe pain, fever, chills, and blood in the urine. A serious complication that may develop is an infection of the upper part of your urinary tract. Now, you'll need to be admitted, given antibiotics and fluids through your veins. On to the treatment then. As is true for any disease, the best cure is prevention. This requires drinking enough fluids during the day to stay hydrated. Now, small stones can be passed through urine. An individual is encouraged to drink lots, and I mean lots of fluids, to encourage urination. In a large percentage of people with kidney stones, about 80 to 85%, symptoms resolve spontaneously without medical intervention, as the stone is excreted via the urine. However, about 20% will require inpatient admission due to persistent pain, waterworks infection, which is urinary tract infection, or inability to pass the stones. For symptom relief, surgery might ultimately be required depending on the size of the stone. Now, I know it's scary to hear a doctor tell us that there's something wrong with any of our organs. So to prevent kidney stones today and its associated complications, remember to drink water. And don't just drink water, drink enough. and stay hydrated. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.